Westlock, 24 hours after a closed door. Councillors only meeting February 3, Westlock County Sow Caspees began an unexpected 6-week leave. In addition, at the conclusion of a 4-hour and 14-minute evening meeting, a gathering that Spees and Community Services Coordinator Adrian Finnegan attended but exited after only 3 minutes, a motion made by Count Jared Stitson and passed by Council directed Reeve Christine Weiss to get a legal opinion on in-camera item 9.1. Weiss said February 8 she's still waiting on that legal opinion, although she didn't specify what it's about, or why it's needed, adding the meeting was originally called to get council more focused, and get in a better direction because we're all over the place. The Westlock News reached out to Spees February 8, the municipality's 10th sow in the last 8 years, but has not received a reply. As a new council, we seem to be heading in many different directions. As council, we had discussions to prioritize what's the best direction for the municipality, and we had a decision that was agreed on as council, but we also wanted to have a legal opinion before we went forward with the decision, said Weiss. Once we have that legal opinion, then we'll be able to go further with finalizing that discussion we had in camera. I have contacted them, the lawyers, and gave them a list of things council has questions about regarding our priorities. They're answering them, but I didn't get an exact time from them, and I'm not sure when we'll be getting that back. And honestly, until we get the legal opinion, I don't really know what's going to transpire out of this. As to whether Spees, who started as sow April 2021, will return to her position, Weiss pointed to the fact that she's been provided a return to work date of March 18. The previous council conducted a 6-month review of Spees' contract October 12, while a formal review of the sow by this current council is slated for March. Spees replaced Leo Ludwig, who led the county from 2016 to 2020. Ludwig's final 5 months at the municipality were spent on paid leave, and his resignation was officially announced in September that year. Until Spees was hired, Rick McDonald served as interim sow, the second time he had filled the position for the municipality. McDonald said previously that the constant turnover had negatively impacted workplace culture and morale at the county, while Spees said in her initial interview with the news in April 2021 that the constant change in CAOs has been a massive problem here. It's one that's created a lot of inconsistency. I'm not under any assumptions, said Weiss when asked if she believes Spees will return. As far as I know from what I received, as she has given a date for when she'll return, so that's all I can count on. I can't say for any person what their plans are. But as far as today, right now, this moment, all I've received is that it will be from said date to said date, so that's what I have to go on. Due to Spees' leave, Weiss had to scramble to find a temporary sow, as regular council meetings cannot be held without one. Rosemary Offrey, who's previously served as sow for the town of Rainbow Lake and manager of corporate services for the MD of Greenview, acted as interim sow for the February 8 meeting, while on February 9 at another special meeting, the county hired Pat Vincent to act as interim sow. Vincent, who has 46 years of experience in public service, served as interim sow for Westlock County from July to September 2016. In the past, County Planning and Community Services Director Lori Strutt has stepped in as interim sow but was not in attendance at the February 8 meeting. Spees' absence comes at an inopportune time for the municipality, with a governance and priorities meeting slated for February 15, then another regular council meeting coming 7 days after. I've been swamped. We need a sow in order to have meetings, and we didn't want to defer them as they're very important and we don't have a lot of time and we have a lot to do, said Weiss before the hiring of Vincent, who she said came on the recommendation of McDonald. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.